This is the brief on the $320 million Liquid Network exploit. Blockstream's enterprise-grade Bitcoin sidechain just suffered a catastrophic breach, freezing institutional capital and sparking a bizarre standoff that challenges everything we know about Layer 2 security. First, let's break down the technical failure that drained 4,000 Bitcoin, worth a staggering $320 million. Now you can relax, Bitcoin's base layer 1 was totally untouched and remains completely safe. The vulnerability was actually a script parsing bug in the Liquid Network's auxiliary elements codebase. Think of the 11 of 15 hardware security modules failing like multiple bank managers simultaneously approving a forged check, just because they all read the exact same flawed verification manual. Second, we've got to look at the centralized fallout. Since this hyper-automated system lacked any rate-limiting safeguards, Blockstream had to manually trigger an emergency halt of the entire sidechain to stop the bleeding. That move paralyzed hundreds of millions in working capital and absolutely exposed the dangerous centralization risks inherent in federated sidechains. Finally, we're looking at a wild escrow standoff. These exploiters aren't tumbling the coins, they're holding them in escrow, claiming to be white hat researchers. They're demanding a network-wide patch and a $10 million bounty. So it really makes you wonder, is seizing $320 million an uninvited penetration test, or is it just high-stakes digital extortion? Ultimately, this crisis is a harsh reminder that trusting human consortiums is no substitute for trustless mathematical verification.